The National Indian Child Welfare Association is wrapping up its 29th and largest annual conference in Anchorage. About 900 people from across the United States and Canada attended. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
The National Indian Child Welfare Act Association, or NICWA, cites a 1976 study that said 25% to 35% of all American Indian and Alaska Native children were being placed in out-of-home care. The Indian Child Welfare Act of 1978, or ICWA, was adopted to help keep Native children with their families, extended families, and tribes. Anishinaabe tribal member Howard Copenace works in children's services and serves on a First Nations council in Ontario, Canada. He says removal from their home and traditional culture leaves many children without a sense of identity.
Some of them do fit in, come back and, you know, regain it, but some, you know, they just stay for a little bit and, you know, they're so lost and confused, they just leave the community again.
ICWA has been in place for decades now, but Alaska is among the top five states that still disproportionately remove Native children from their homes. Dennis Swain is the statewide ICWA director for the Alaska Office of Children's Services.
Everyone's real clear that the disproportionality roughly in our state is that over 60% of the children in custody are Native children, though our population by census shows anywhere from 15% to 18%, depending on the source. So we're real clear that Native children come into custody at a lot more alarming rate than any other child. And we had hoped that the Indian Child Welfare Act, when created, would have changed those numbers.
Swain says the state has already and will continue to expand communications and share decision-making with tribes. Christy Alberty, a Cherokee and NICWA Executive Communications Manager, says the state, the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes, other tribes, and NICWA are collaborating on a research and analysis project. She says the Western and Pacific Implementation Center is looking at ways families could rely on home-based services to keep children out of custody in the first place.
But it also looks at the fact that foster care is a very expensive option. And so whenever you can try and keep services in the home, you can try and promote a preventative model rather than that intervention type model. It seems to be a win-win situation for the state and for tribes, and ultimately for the children.
On the national front, NICWA Legislative Affairs Advocacy Director David Simmons says NICWA is working to implement the Fostering Connections Act of 2008.
It was a federal law that was passed in October of 2008 that gave American Indian and Alaska Native tribes for the very first time access to be able to operate their own Title 4E programs from the Social Security Act. It's the federal government's largest child welfare entitlement program that funds services related to the placement of children in out-of-home placements like foster care, guardianships, adoption, relative care, things like that. And it's a big, big deal.
The conference included 70-some workshops and panel discussions on these and a wide range of other topics. In Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.